The meaning is this. When I said, if a bird is out of time, should be killed, I'm talking about the ego in here with intelligent balardage. I'm getting old. I forgot the word. Anyhow, this woman inside talks like that. When? When is not the time? Brad cut his head. Just the way that, and by this cutting the head, what I mean by cutting the head? When you cut the head of the nafs, nafs will not die. This is, we mean pushing it down to become secondary, to become timely, to listen to. And we are not doing it because we hate nafs. We do it because we want to save the nafs. Because we will save it. He will explain it, yes?
Just as you would extract the scorpion sting in order that it might be saved from being killed.
You see, that's why we say punish this nafs, this ego. Not by killing. We never mean killing, because killing is no good. But eliminating is. But putting distance, putting order. Look at the most famous killing. What is the most famous killing you have ever heard?
Jesus.
My God, Ishmael. Yeah. Yeah, it's Ismail. It comes from Abraham. He kills his son. Did he really? We know that there was a sheep over there. That kind of killing we're talking about. Here he explains it. He say, I say kill the ego because that's the only way you save it. If you pick the tooth of a serpent or the sting of a scorpio, you actually save them, because if not, they'll be killed. Yes.
Pull out the venomous fang of a snake in order that the snake might escape from the calamity of being stoned. Nothing will slay the nafs except the shadow of the pier. Grasp tightly the skirt of that slayer of the flesh.
How about some calligraphy here? Who is calligrapher here? Oh, good for all of you. I was in a class that three of us were calligrapher. We were six. Two of us were calligraphers, so we will receive the punishment of the homework always. See? The calligraphers, write this down, bring it here. Make a copy for your friends. This is one of those verses that when we talk about... first of all, remember the story? What is the story we're talking about? You look absent-minded to me tonight. How come? Right at the beginning I said, this story is a story of the use and necessity of visiting fellow travelers and so on and so on. This is a general story, right? Muhammad came to visit this sick fellow and said, visiting the sick fellow is this and that and that and that. Visiting is this. Here he will say, when I say killing your ego, remember, nothing will do it except the shadow of the peer. Because as long as you haven't really, honestly, give up all the temptations and surrender to your peer, you're not ready. When you surrender, what will happen? What is the shadow of the peer? What is the light of the peer? When peer sits down and will talk to you, will answer to your questions, will explain stuff like that. What is this? Light is coming out, right? But there is a shadow. What is the shadow? When peer does this. This is shadow. Because he's not enlightening you, he's showing you your darkness. He's showing you your weakness. And you should be really grateful, because no other way you could kill your ego. There should be a peer. And by peer means the relationship here, right? And the shadow of the peer is when that mirror will show you your faulty part, your shortcoming, and this like that. That's why we need it. Go back to book one. You see that it was 3 years before this, 4 years before this. When he finished first half of the book one, is that I said what I had to say. I declared whatever I had. And there is no beginning and the end to this story, because this is a story of love, no beginning, no end, and God will know the rest. Okay. Now, he has started the new chapter. What should you do about it? The first one was find a peer. Because finding a peer is the process of coming out of yourself, opening up. At least you should trust someone 100%, that's the peer. And he will do what? He will enlighten you, therefore he will give you the light. But cherish the shadow of the peer. Because when the peer will show you your weakness, you will not be offended and becoming his enemy. Would you? If yes, you are not the Talib, you will like it, because it will kill your ego. Inflated ego should be punished. Remember last time he said this is a sufastai. This is a fellow, who will hear that later. Nafs will be educated when you beat it, not when you converse with it. Not when you try to convince it. It will come later. That this is what it is. Therefore, nothing will kill the ego except the shadow of the peer. Therefore, hang on to that fellow strongly. Yes. This will be calligraphy. I want to give you a homework for coming session. How many times should you
English
down, not to forget it, Ella? I hope once will be good for all. Go ahead.
When you grasp tightly, that is the aid of him. Whatever strength comes into you is his drawing.
When you hang, I said, hang on that fellow strongly, right? And remember, when you are hanging strongly, don't inflate your ego that I'm hanging strongly. That power even is coming from God. That's what it is. Remember when he was praying, he said, oh, if you don't like this prayer, teach me another one. Here he will say, hang on to the skirt of the peer, because the skirt has another meaning in Persian language. Skirt means field. Doman is skirt. Field is domane. The vastness of the field is doman. Anyhow, hang on to this strongly. When you could do that, God made you successful, because whatever power you have is coming from him. It's not from John, it's from John and John. Remember John, what is John? John is life itself. We say Janvar means somebody with John. This means animals, living creatures. So John is life. But we believe in life of life, who give the life to us, and say, whatever There is, you should pay attention to the next level. Yes? This is the best one for me. Yeah.
Know that true is, thou didst not throw when thou threwest. Whatsoever the soul soweth is from the soul of the soul.
You see, what is this?
It's from the
prophet. Mo Ramaita is Ramaita. It's fantastic. Because this is the yang for our yin. You see? There are two stuff that I said in my Farsi classes, I will tell them that these are two things that you have to learn in Arabic. One is the first speaking of the intelligence. What was it? It's Arab. I would say, Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. It means, I accept the responsibility. That's the first necessity. The opposite of that is, when you did it, you didn't. The time for this is when you want to inflate your ego and say, I did it. No matter what you do, first of all, accept the pain, do your deeds, and be happy you could do that, but do not say, me, I did it. That me should come out when you are going to take the responsibility. You say, me, I'm responsible. This is qiyamah, this is fantastic. But this is what it is. Two pieces joined together, but remember this. When something goes wrong, find your shortcoming and responsibility. When something goes right, even when you planned it and you succeed, say, Alhamdulillah, because he made it happen. You're successful because of that. Do not forget that. All of this, do this, do this, do this, do this, but do not forget. Ma ramaita idh ramait.
When you're talking about the shadow of the peer,
yeah,
it also says to me personally that it's the shadow is above. In other words, you're not standing in the sun looking down. You're underneath. There's a humility too, because you're on the ground, you're crawling, and the shadow is above you.
Yes, that meaning is there, but that's the obvious meaning of the shadow. Because you are lower of the peer, so it's ending the shadow. But I wanted to take it one step deeper to realize it in these light that he says at the first verse and bring in the darkness in the second one. Yeah.
He is the one that takes the hand and burden bearing. Have hope from moment to moment of receiving that breath from him. 'Tis no harm if you remain long without him. You have read that he is long in gripping tight. His mercy is long in gripping, grips tight. His presence does not keep you absent for one moment.
Okay, now you realize that he went too far. You will see. He said, first of all, remember that the help is coming from Haq. Whatever goodness is coming from there. So every breath to breath, hope for his help. Remember the breath? Dam. Oh. This breath which we talk about and is the rule in is all that. First of all, it's not mine. It's just like the breath. I take it in. I have to bring it out again. And it's not a permanent stuff. This is what is trusted in me. Is that every single breath? Hope is there. I know that you feel bad. Because he explained it and he knows.